The unique week at the Jameson camp began in 1995. At the time, HIV and AIDS were so loaded with stigma, people wouldn't talk about it, even within their own families.
Some of the kids would sit in the car and their parent would tell them what was going on.
Brad Higgins has been a groundskeeper here for 20 years. He says some kids may have never known, but the camp had this rule. Campers must know their lives are impacted by HIV or AIDS.
And it might be a parent or a sibling, and the rest of the family didn't know that.
And once children learned, they needed a place to process.
A time without that stigma, or at least where they were sharing time with only other people who were dealing with that.
And today, it's the same deal. The stigma isn't as profound, but it's still there. About 70 campers, ages 7 through 17, come from across the country. This year, 8 have HIV or AIDS. Everyone else has a family member who lives with or who's died from the disease. It's summer camp, so there's archery. Outdoor adventures in the creek. Hide and seek. But then other activities specifically to help kids process their emotions.
Are y'all listening?
This is arts and crafts. Campers glue foam pieces to paper, planning a chapter of their life.
Oh, it's a peace sign.
14-year-old Chandra's come here for 3 summers. She also goes to another camp just for kids impacted by HIV and AIDS.
Our older cousin, he passed away from it.
She says the chapter of her life she's designing is all about love.
Because I think everybody should spread peace and love.
There are kids out there who are born into the disease, but then there are also kids who are born into the problem.
Tim Nowak is Jameson Camp's program director. For over a decade, he's worked here and seen how HIV and AIDS affect his campers.
Quietly, for some people, it tears apart a family or it tears apart emotional and mental health for people.
But he also says since kids want to be at camp, you can get into heavy topics in a new way.
Really, like, the big thing is stigma, talking about how we approach people who have a disorder or a disease or anything else that's different.
And the camp has activities for that, too. Inside a wooden building, campers design an anti-bullying TV ad. 10-year-old Chase is one of them.
So who wants to be bullied and who wants to be the person who's getting bullied?
They record their skit on an iPad.
What's up, nerd?
After, Chase says these lessons are important.
People bully people with, like, diseases like Down syndrome and HIV and all that type of stuff, even though they don't even know what the meaning is.
He says people should be given a second chance, even if they're different. His grandma has HIV. He says he first learned that because of this camp.
Because we talk about it and everything. We have to know why we're talking about it.
How's it feel to know everybody's in the same boat as you?
It feels good. It feels like I can depend on anybody. Like, if I think anybody is really nice or like a friend, I know that we have something in common.
And he says that feeling that he's not alone is something he can take with him. Chase recently auditioned for a role in Motown the Musical and plans to land the part of someone who grew up to become an AIDS activist, Michael Jackson.
When I had you to myself, didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in the crowd.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Peter Ballinon-Rosen.